is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
This is the Players Lounge. Broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now your hosts,
Barry Church, Danny McRae, Britt Johnson, and Newey Scruggs.
All right, here we are. Players Lounge on a Friday, everybody.
USCP, baby, let's do it.
Good to see everybody got smiles on their face.
This ain't authentic, is it?
That's that Russell authentic my boy got on right there. Boy. Yeah. That's the actual jersey that goes over the pads.
No stretch or nothing.
This is an older model. This is an older model jersey here that they gave me back when I was on the board of trustees.
Okay,
so
that's a trustee jersey.
That's a trustee. That's authentic.
Yeah.
So. New York City 1, New York City 2.
I like it.
Tell him about the girl line, Bo.
Boss, he ain't working.
He ain't working.
No.
The old trustee, huh?
That's what they do out here, my old trustee Newey. Hey, you in good hands.
I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. All right.
Hey, man.
It
well,
says
I tell you
trustee
what.
On the back.
Turn around, Newey.
Does it say trustee on the back?
Turn around. Let the people see.
Board of Trustees. USCP, baby.
It says scholarship donor.
There it is.
So, yes, the USC Pembroke Braves.
There we go.
Are back in action at home in Pembroke on Saturday for the first time since COVID. So we haven't had a game since 2019, so we're back.
There it is.
You can catch it. You can catch it on Peacock.
Boy, don't I wish we could
be on Peacock. Oh, man. It's probably on Zeus. It's on Zeus.
I believe we got a YouTube link, so I want to know.
They're playing 4:30 a.m.
6 p.m. game, Eastern time.
The crack of dawn bowl. All right, I'm done, man.
Okay, all right. Play it loud.
I just want everyone to know when you come here on the Players Lounge and you do, I knew the ridicule and jokes that I would get by coming on this show from the Toledo Rocket.
Yes, sir.
Church.
Yes, sir.
Britt Johnson, the Fresno State Bulldog, and Danny McRae, the national championship winning LSU Tiger. But you know what? I got that kind of pride. I can take these jokes.
Mm-hmm. No,
like Slim Shady, man, 8 Mile. Go ahead. What else I got? What other joke? Say something else about me. I'm Audi.
Oh, man. You know what?
I love you, dude. Strong for life.
I love it, man. I love it. Woo! Q-Dog representative. Oh, man.
Hey, man, if you don't have no pride in where you're from, then what you doing here. So, but good luck. Good luck to the Braves tomorrow. I can't be there. I'll be on a flight to Los Angeles for this Cowboys-Chargers game, which we will dive into right here on the Players Line at Hotels.com. And for head coach Mike McCarthy, the hits just keep on coming. Right tackle Ty Nsekhe, who we expected to back up Terrence Steele, is not going to play in the game. And Nsekhe left yesterday, the star, in an ambulance heat exhaustion. You actually saw a little bit of what happened yesterday.
Yeah, man, I stood up. I saw ambulance.
I saw
it out there,
ambulance,
man.
Ambulance came in turn three.
He's going to try to get his slugs back now. But no, I saw it sitting outside. We were wondering what was going on, what player it was, and how serious it was. And we found out today that, you know, right tackle, the irony of it is, right, a right tackle is, you know, out of the game for Sunday. So
what does that do for our depth?
Listen.
Brandon Knight right there?
He was number three. Number two. Ezekiel Elliott. All right, so we all right. Zeke is second, and then so we just lost our third team right tackle.
Mm. So Brandon Knight, who got activated off the COVID list this week, Brandon Knight is that's going to be your backup, your swing tackle right there in case something happens to Tyron Smith on the left or Terrence Steele on the right. So it's going to be Brandon Knight, and We didn't get to talk to Brandon Knight about just, you know, how is he feeling coming off COVID. We talked with Zach Martin, and Zach had some effects here, so don't know exactly what's going on with Brandon Knight. And I don't think we talk about that enough, is, yeah, guys had it. What are you feeling?
Right.
Yeah,
and that's you know, and you guys, you're football players, so a lot of times you guys don't want to even tell anybody just what aches and pains you have. Mm-mm. So
especially coming undrafted, I mean, this is your shot. Like, this is your shot to see and prove that you can be in the league and you can hang with the big dogs. So if anything happens, you don't keep it under the rug. You don't want them to give any excuse to pull you out or do anything like that to try to basically take away your chance. So, I mean, you're going to play hurt. You're going to play through everything. I mean, that's the nature of the beast.
That, and it's nothing like being one of those players where a coach says, I know he can play through anything, right? So you're going to go out there and you're going to try to be the toughest guy that you can so you can gain the respect of your players, I mean, of your coaches and your teammates. So, yeah, you're not trying to sit out for anything. Yeah, coach, I'm 100%.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, and then, you know, you go out there and get beat like a drum a few times. You be like, man, that COVID got me, bro. I just didn't want to say nothing. Mm.
I mean, look what happened to Cam Newton last year. I mean, with that COVID situation, who knows what the effects happened to him, because he was that first game against Seattle, I believe, he was on fire. 400 yards, couple TDs here and there. Then that COVID struggle and the rest of his season just, you know, went downhill.
Yeah, and the next year, too.
Yeah.
Man, COVID for 12 months.
Mac Jones happened to that.
And won't get vaccinated.
Hey, man. Yeah.
And won't get vaccinated.
He also ain't going to play for Washington either, because it looked like they got them a guy.
Heineke.
You're right. You are absolutely right. Washington losing, then winning last night.
Okay. Yeah. The ending was crazy.
The all I kept thinking about was how I'd be ready to put pause.
Without a doubt.
Jumped offside.
He's lucky he's a first rounder.
Game one, man. What are you doing? And the head coach, the special teams cat.
Ooh,
that's your thing.
That's his specialty.
Yes, Joe Judge, this is what you're supposed to be now. Remember, he got everybody running laps? Yeah. You know, he attention to detail. All right, Coach Belichick jumps offside.
I think y'all missing the biggest. He's first round pick. You know, coach of special teams guy. This dude is lined up over the ball. You know, he's the closest guy to the ball, so he should be the last dude to jump off sides.
What was he thinking right
makes
there?
No,
like,
makes no
sense.
Like,
you know how LP used to try to get people with the, you know, the fake snaps? He's just moving the ball around. But I didn't see any of
that. None of that.
My boy just... was he going off commands? Because you usually see that from the edge cast. They're trying to get a great jump off the edge so they can go in there and, you know, block the kick and all that stuff. So occasionally they might jump off sides. But you right over the ball. Literally your eyes is looking down at the ball. And my man jumps off sides. Cost him the game. But that's what losing teams do. They find ways to lose the game.
I mean,
Slayton dropping wide open touchdown passes. I mean, these are the teams. These teams, they find ways to lose.
And it's unfortunate because Daniel Jones, I think, looked really good
yesterday. He did. I thought he looked good as well. I did not know he was that fast. I'll tell you that.
I was like, you got Saquon Barkley, and you just did that. Unfortunately, got called back, but still.
If he don't trip over his own feet last year.
He did bust that.
He was rolling. Danny Dimes got some wheels, bro.
When he comes out there, he just, like, looking at his demeanor. He's, you know, he's just like this goofy dude out there. And I'm like, man, ain't no way he's taking off.
Like Eli Jr. That's what he looks like.
Exactly. And he made Landon Collins look like he was running in sand out there. Like, the way he took off on him, I was like, wow.
I just tell you that game made me feel more comfortable about
winning the
Cowboys going in to this game on Sunday.
Oh, it's a two-man race.
Just so you know.
Yeah, it's a two-team race.
For our ability to win, just because everybody was going in talking about this daunted Washington football team defense, man. And then I was like, man, they only put up 20 points on Washington. Mm-hmm. They should have got 40 put up on them last night by Danny Dimes.
Yeah.
We gonna put 60 on them. What are you talking about? We don't care about that. We finna score. Mm. We're going to score on these dudes, and we win it by 7 at least.
You talking about with the Skins or the Chargers?
No, I'm talking about when we play the Chargers. So the Chargers played they're not the Skins. The football team.
Oh, yeah, my bad. The football team.
And the Chargers put up 20 points, barely, on the football team.
They do.
New York came out there yesterday. Jason Garrett had it dialed up. My man Danny Dimes rushed for 95 yards. He almost threw for 300. Slayton drops a touchdown. They call a touchdown back on Danny Dimes, or else this is a runaway game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they should have won. My man jumps off sides.
Yeah.
So this is that defense.
What you saying, though?
This is the defense we like. Yeah, we worried about, man, because I'm telling they defense, man, we're going to have some trouble with them. We might have a little trouble, but they're not going to stop us. Yeah. I have more faith in our offense now than I did yesterday when I said we was going to win by 7. 7.
Boy, look at he like new, wow. New Heckma Harrison.
Look, look over here.
You know what I'm saying? Just tell it.
Go ahead, say it, big dog.
Y'all got to convince myself a little bit, man, but it's all right. It's okay. As I watched the game, I said, oh, yeah, we're going to do some work against these dudes.
Okay, what, was you, do some... what was you drinking while you was doing?
I had some rosé.
Okay.
I had some rosé. Okay. I actually had an Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest. Okay, good. Okay, so the spirit got in him, so that's all good. The Giants are now 0-2. This is their fifth straight year of starting 0-2. They are 0-2 for the eighth time in the last nine years. They are 4-8 in weeks 1-2 since 2011. This is a bad organization, man.
Yeah.
This is right. This is and Giant fans will come at Cowboy fans and say, "Hey, we've won two Super Bowls since you've last won one. Fine, but right now, this is just a bad organization. And I will defend Jason Garrett. Shocking, right?
No. You actually don't have. If you say anything other than good stuff about Jason Garrett from last night, then you just hate.
The New York fan base is on him.
How we doing, guys?
For something.
CB, that's how you gonna do it.
You gonna play the Jason Garrett cup?
How we doing, guys?
Bring me my fight shirt.
Some pressure.
He doesn't have a lot to work with. And you're judging a man on his offensive game plans. He can't do this. He can't do that. The carpenter needs his tools. And Jason Garrett, if you give him some tools, I believe he can dial up plays in this league. There are a lot of people who are just dumping on the guy. And I'm sorry. I am just one of those that believes that so many of these coaches that we're mad at things. They're, well, you don't have this. You don't have, what's around me? Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson taking a beating on Monday night on Twitter for people. And then Gil Brandt, like, the league's caught up with him. I'm sorry. Did you see the running back not get his block and he got strip sacked? Do you see how many players are hurt? I mean, the right tackle. I mean, you may be down on Terrence Steele, but you see that right tackle for Baltimore?
They look too good.
My gosh, Lamar.
That boy
Lamar
is stiff.
Well, Lamar Jackson gonna die if they keep letting him go out there.
Now, I wonder Pittsburgh let him ride, because I mean, he looked
cooked. Okay,
he's dude, washed.
Cooked.
He washed.
So I'm getting Jason Garrett back from these New York fans to say, hey, look, go to your general manager. Dave Gettleman's terrible.
Still about put up 40 last night with a limping Saquon, Galladay not doing what he need to do, and they leave the field. with the lead.
Yeah, they did.
So, I mean, Kellen Moore's great. We say Kellen Moore's great. They left the field. You know, Dak played great, left the field with the lead. And somehow, some way, the defense found a way to let him get in the field goal range and special teams blew it.
Do y'all think Saquon, is he that guy? Or is he just a gadget guy?
No, not anymore. Did you see him last night?
Yeah,
he had nothing behind him. When I'm talking about, he was getting hit and knocked backwards every time.
You see the first play landed like smacked him. I'm like, hold on.
It seemed like he's he's worried. He's still worried about the
injury.
About
his injury and stuff. Yeah. That's what I thought it was. Yeah. That's
he's not back.
Like.
He's not back.
Nah.
Yeah.
He's not ready. Back. Somebody talked about trading Brandon Jacobs for Saquon Barkley in a fantasy league. I'm like, what are you doing?
No, no.
what are you doing?
Josh Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs.
Hold on.
Brandon Jacobs retired.
You bring him back.
That big 6'4", 270-pound running back.
I'm sorry. He didn't look
the same. Like I said, Galladay.
He dropped a lot of passes.
Didn't do much. He dropped two passes. Slayton drops a pass, and Jason Garrett's out there dialing it up, and him and Danny Dimes is out there trying to put the game on the back, and they had it won.
All right, so what is it like in the locker room when you go through a loss like that on the road? Go.
I'm going to tell you this. I ain't never been through nothing like that. Like, when you have a guy where you can point at one particular play, one guy, that cost you the game, because they kicked the field goal and he missed it. The game was over.
It was over with.
So I can't imagine how that one guy is feeling, right? Does he feel like, dang, do they hate me? Am I like, what?
You got
it. You know, like, it's like, you know, they pissed off at you because that's a dub, right?
I think it's all on how that guy reacts. Now, if he goes in there and he's just like, we almost had it, fellas, next week, then it's like, hold on, man. You the one that caused it. Then we might come at you a little bit. But if he's over there beating himself up, just like, you know how Sean Lee used to be. When he would, miss up one play or something like that, he was mother, effing himself and all this other stuff. Then it's kind of like, you know what? You got to kind of, pat the guy on him. And I don't know. That's a tough situation.
This always also depends on, like, who he is to the team in the locker room, right? Yeah. Is he one of the main guys? Is he a guy that everybody looks to follow? Is he one of the leaders, or is he one of those guys who shows up late?
Always messing up.
Saying? Always messing up. Always got an excuse for something. Depends on which type of guy you are. For how your teammates are going to look at you. If you one of them slackers, they looking at you like, bro, get them out.
So, Brent, if you're in the locker room, what's the question you ask?
To him or I mean, you obviously we want to know what happened in that situation and how does that happen in that situation. And are you blaming yourself in this situation? Who are you talking to?
That's a tough one, right?
Hey, bro, is it your fault y'all lost? Like, I want to know how you feel about it. Yeah, but I mean, it's tough. It sucks.
Would you run from the media, or would you take it on?
Nah, you got to take it
on the chin with that one.
Well, see, okay, this new COVID, do they bring him out to talk?
No.
Nah, I doubt
it. They have opportunities. Like, you know, Zuerlein didn't talk after that.
Yeah.
After that Bucks loss, because, you know, but missed kicks. But that's – so it's a lot different than when you should go in the locker room before.
Yeah.
And, you know.
He talked.
He did talk. He said that it was his fault and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, hook him
left. Yeah, he did talk. Nick interviewed him after.
Oh, hook him left. Learn.
Bro, when you feel safe like that, bro, you tell – hey, it's on me.
Yeah,
he know he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, he know he ain't. That's the thing.
Okay, like, well, good.
If he's a first, that dude's a first. He was a first rounder. What, like 2 years ago, I believe. The one I jumped off sides. I think he was a first rounder 2 years ago. But it's just how he, like you said, is how is he perceived in that locker room? Is he one of those guys? Is hard working, who, you know, never messes up, and it's just this time it was a kind of a fluke incident, or is he one of them guys that's late coming into meetings, don't really know the answers to stuff, and, you know, isn't playing up to his potential? I think that has a lot to do with how that locker room will react in that situation.
It's pretty interesting. I'll get my first locker room this year. I didn't get to go to the locker room at Tampa because NBC 5 had the game, so I was immediately on the field afterwards. But I'm going to be interested to see how locker room is going to be running this year. I'll tell you what I do miss so much, and the best thing about being in the media is after the game, Jerry Jones talking. It's the best content. I mean, literally, we would skip Jason Garrett. Oh, Jason Garrett's talking. Okay. Jerry's the best.
That's what
right
I used to love.
Right after the game.
I used to love it because then everybody would flock to Jerry. I'd hurry up and go to the bathroom, shower up, and be up out of there because everybody's still up on Jerry.
Hey, do the DeMarco?
Yeah, I did it a couple times. I did it a couple times.
Hey,
but nobody really wanted to talk to me, though.
Did DeMarco Murray used to run from everybody?
He just ain't like the media. Like,
I mean.
He thought everybody was out to get him.
Show is Jerry going on? It's either tomorrow or Sunday morning. They have Jerry Jones as a special guest.
NFL Network, their pregame show.
He's talking before
They moved their whole studio into SoFi Stadium. So now that he can he's in there, he just walk right over to the NFL Network and get him in. Because
I heard him say we're down to, when it comes to Randy Gregory and being able to be off the COVID list and play, he said we're down to a Nats ass.
Stuff he said today that Nate Newton mentioned, but we can't talk about it. I feel like I can't say it on air, so I'm not going to say it. But Jerry said some interesting – had an interesting choice of words, I guess you could say.
He always got something.
He got something.
All right, we're going to take a break. Jerry said something today on the radio that I want to get each of you give me your take about it, because it kind of surprised me that someone – as successful in life as Jerry is would hold this opinion. We'll do that next. Players Lounge, Barry Church, Britt Johnson, Danny McCray, Newey Scruggs, DallasCowboys.com radio.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
The Cowboys way, where 16 Hall of Famers and 5 championships shows us what success looks like. Where turkey is always the second best part of Thanksgiving Day. Where we are all defined by one single thing, the star. Where we as fans know it's our job to keep the tradition going. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank of the Dallas Cowboys and to support the quest of living life the Cowboys way.
Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party?
Bring Yo Quiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yo Quiero means I want. And we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yo Quiero guacamole.
It's game day. You know what that means. First, kebab prep. Steak, pepper, onion, steak, pepper, onion. Next, a counterclockwise lap around the room. Now the lucky grease-stained jersey goes on. And lastly, the dance. You know the one. This is a game day ritual no matter where you are. Whether you're traveling to the game or watching from your favorite vacation spot, book a place to stay on Hotels.com and keep the tradition alive and well. Hotels.com, proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Check out the new Miller Lighthouse located outside of AT&T Stadium, where Dallas Cowboys game traditions are born. Enjoy yard games, Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders' performances, beer gardens, and more. For more information, visit attstadium.com/Miller Lighthouse. Miller Lighthouse, your tailgate just got jealous.
Excellent. That is Britt Johnson, newest member here on the Players Lounge, Barry Church.
Yes, sir.
Number 42, the Toledo Rocket. Original. And Danny McCray, number 40, the LSU Tiger, who's also a member of this year's Survivor cast. And that show airs the 22nd, so make sure you are dialed in. Tell a friend, tweet a friend, tweet about the show, talk about Danny, and praise Danny. And I don't know, we might start to see some swag
Team Danny
come out here. Team Danny.
You might see some t-shirts rolling out.
So t-shirts, wife beaters, boxers, draws, the whole thing.
The whole nine.
Socks, do everything. Oh,
shout out to Joe Rand.
No. I don't want my stuff stolen. You keep Joe Rondo away from me and my gear.
I just know, man.
You about to lose your job.
My boy, mistakes were made that day.
I need that.
Yeah. old sticky fingers Joe now.
I never thought klepto was real.
That man was out here thieving. And then got a deal from it. Didn't he get like a Me Undies deal from it or something like that?
He got a deal all right. He got a deal all right.
I think it was like a 4-year deal.
leaving meat on the bone. DeMarco, he was leaving meat on the line.
He did say that. Sticky finger Joe.
I used a third round fantasy draft pick on him. Boy.
You drafted Joe?
Two weeks later, he was off the team. Like, what the world?
It wasn't your trophy year. I know that.
It was not. Players Lounge brought to you by Hotels.com. Okay, Church.
What's up?
This is something I'm going to start with you. Go around the room here. I would assume, as a billionaire, a man in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, who owns the most valuable franchise in the world, would not really care what the masses thought about him. But Jerry Jones told 105.3 The Fan today that he follows what people say about him.
Really?
That is human nature.
Like, he looking at comments and stuff.
And a friend said to him, why in the world do you listen to talk radio? They're wearing your proverbial butt out. And Jerry said, I like pain. I just like to hear it. Just put it in me. Would you care if you were Gerald Wayne Jones what people said about you on the radio? Go.
Hell no. I'm not caring what anybody says. I bought the Cowboys for what? What did he buy them for? $150 million? Something around that. And he turned it into the most profitable franchise.
Maybe $1.89.
In sports.
We're talking about soccer overseas. We're talking about all that. Mm-hmm. This man has turned this franchise into the most profitable organization in sports. I don't give a damn what nobody says. I'm running it how I want to run it. You got people talking about, oh, you shouldn't be the GM. I started this barbecue business, all right?
I'm a cook.
This is my situation. I'm going to run it how I please. Okay. I wouldn't give a damn.
So you wouldn't care?
Nope.
Britt?
I can understand how he would care. I feel like a lot of people that become successful become that way because they do kind of care. They kind of, you know, cater to like, okay, well, what do the people want? What are they looking for? And he provides that, I don't want to say like ego, but you know, that energy, that presence of somebody that's like, oh, I'm engaging with y'all, I'm interacting with you guys, and that is why, I think, partly reason why he's so successful. So I could see, you know, I mean, old tricks don't really die. You know, you kind of keep going and keep being the same person that you always were. And if it was, he was, you know, big on his whatever ego and stuff back in the day, I don't see it just going away just because you got some money.
So, yes.
Okay. Hey, listen, I wouldn't care. But I, like I said, I do understand why Jerry cares. Yeah. All right. At this point in life, right? So Jerry Jones buys the Cowboys. They go through. They start winning. He's hearing all the great things about himself, right? Yeah, all great 90s, things. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you have this long period of time where
years.
He's successful in every other part of owning this franchise and his other endeavors and everything except winning and being the GM because they haven't won a Super Bowl. So he doesn't see that as success. So he's waiting. He wants to hear that success. So he listens. He listens. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to throw it back in your face if he wins a Super Bowl. He's going to make, he's going to try to make everybody eat all those words that they said about him in over those years. They never going to win another one. Never going to do this. As soon as it happens, he's coming at y'all.
Yeah. And a lot of times, too, I always feel, I say this all the time, it's impact over legacy. And I feel like sometimes people, yes, they have, he has his three Super Bowls and this legacy that is the Dallas Cowboys, but you're always looking for that impact. What impact am I providing on the group of people right now? Are people positively impacted, negatively impacted? And obviously, he wants to go out with a positive impact on people for sure.
So, yes, no. Yes. I'm with you. No. Mm-hmm. I recently saw a video by Kid Frazier, CEO of Merck, and brother from Philadelphia. And he said his dad told him a long time ago, he said, Kenny, what people's opinions about you and what they say about you is none of your damn business. And what he was trying to instill in him was, well, you have to go do your work and you have to go do what you do and not worry about all of them. And when I think about Jerry in 1989, just the mere fact that he paid the number he did for the team, he was criticized. People were like, you're a fool. And one of the biggest things people criticized Jerry for was not buying the team. They criticized him because he had to buy Texas Stadium, too. Like, you don't want to be in the stadium business. Who runs the stadium business better than Jerry Jones right now?
Nobody.
They go to Jerry Jones to figure out how to run a stadium. SoFi Stadium, where we're going to, this is Jerry World times two, because they're taking everything. I first walked into that Minnesota stadium, like, this is little Jerry World.
It is.
Everyone has copied Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones got to where he was by not caring. He's the guy that went and got Jimmy Johnson. Bill, what are you going to get this college coach for? Then Jimmy came here with the philosophy of, you know what, we are going to be fast. We're going to be quick. Everybody's like, you're in the NFC East. You're going against the Giants. You're going against the Wild. You got to be big. They said no. They go 1-15. Everybody's calling them Huckleberries. 4 years later, they're in Pasadena, the Rose Bowl, lifting up their first Lombardi trophy. He didn't care, which is why he got to where he did, which is so surprising that I hear now Jerry say that he does.
But he did care, though. But he's telling you that he did. He always has. And that's what pushed him to do it his way so he can show y'all his way is the correct way.
But if you listen to what people are saying, he wouldn't have got the stadium.
No, he cared. He wasn't going to go the way that they said he should go. But it's like, oh yeah, all right, y'all think I'm a dummy. all right, that's cool. I'll show y'all. And it keeps pushing. Talk about that chip, the proverbial chip on the shoulder.
he shouldn't have no chip. He should be straight.
I think that's a part of how he's become and been so successful.
At 78, when do you just, you know, for me, I was just thinking, 78 years old, wouldn't care. The bulk of your chapters are written. You know, he has nothing to prove, in my opinion.
Do you think he thinks that, though?
I don't
know. he doesn't think that way.
He has a desire to want to win another championship because you're in that business. It's a competitive business. You know, if you're here, you want to go ahead and win it. But the sense that I need to listen to the radio to hear what JoJo and Plano says about me, nah, I don't care. That's okay. But at the same time, it also comes to just having these devices and social media. I know some people that just pour over this stuff all day long. Mm-hmm. And I just don't live in that world. because I just get the fact there's a whole bunch of people who are on this thing for one thing only. That's just
trolling.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you got these eggs that come after. So I just have passed that point in my life of caring about certain things. The Jerry Jones, in my opinion, you know, when this man went into the Hall of Fame, it wasn't for the win. That's why I had a fun time with people like, he hasn't won anything in so long. And the man didn't go into the Hall of Fame for winning. He went into the Hall of Fame because he changed the way the NFL works.
He's an innovator. Yeah, he's an innovator.
He taught everyone how to make money. He taught him, I will never forget being in Art Modell's office when he owned the Cleveland Browns. Art couldn't stand Jerry. Couldn't stand him. In the meantime, Art lost his tenant, the Cleveland Indians, because they built him a brand new baseball stadium downtown. So now he didn't have a tenant, and that was a whole lot of money. Art was using his own money. He had to borrow $500,000 from a bank to pay Andre Rison because he didn't have it. Can you think about that? You own an NFL team, and you ain't got enough money? I mean, could you imagine Jeannie Buss? I need to get a loan so I can go
they
pay
did
Russell
actually
Westbrook.
Ask the for $1 million last year for that small business loan for COVID. Well, the Lakers did that. They had to give it back when they got caught.
Tom Brady got everybody was getting that. I mean, hey, everybody's doing that. But he ended up having to move the team and sell the team. I mean, who Baltimore. Has to sell the team because you can't afford it? But yeah. He didn't want to listen to Jerry. He didn't want to listen to Jerry. Jerry got in the Hall of Fame because he changed the way the NFL works. He helped create Fox Network. I mean, this guy changed the way
everybody made money. Was he the only one that like left the owner's group of, like, didn't he like branch out on his own?
In the marketing.
Yeah,
when it came to marketing. Thing, yeah. Which, I mean, I think about it. He's like, hey, man, why did the Bengals get the same cut as me?
Yeah, Bengals ain't on prime time.
Like. Well, not even on prime time. They're not out here like I am with Dallas Cowboys stores and merchandise and putting stuff up there. I don't know where, when you grew up in California, when you go to the store of how much Cowboy merchandise was you
there's
know,
always Cowboy yeah mm-hmm. There's obviously teams you don't ever see, and then but I've never gone somewhere and not seen a Cowboys thing ever.
Yeah, when I used to live in Georgia, there were only three jerseys available: the Falcons, the Steelers, and the Cowboys. That was it. The old JCPenney, that was it. So Jerry, yeah, that's right, Southern store. But that was just kind of how what he did and helped build it. It basically taught other people, this is what you need to be doing. But you guys have been out to training camp before. Ain't no other camp. Was Chicago camp like that?
Jacksonville sure as heck wasn't.
In Bourbonnais, Illinois? Hell no.
I mean, the man has just learned how, that's why I just say I'm just very surprised that he still cares what somebody on talk radio is having to say about him. I'm just surprised. That's me. Mm-hmm. But then again, he does care. I personally, 78 years old, be as successful as he is, I just would not care at all. All right, we need to, we'll redo our predictions. Britt has yet to make hers. So we will start first.
Spotlight.
As the Cowboys get ready to go face the L.A. Chargers. Caught myself. Mm. The L.A. Chargers and Britt Johnson, who decided that she was going to save it. We're going to make sure she hits it first. I want to know. By the way, we're writing it down. You know, we write it down every week.
Every week.
The receipts.
We have receipts. We have receipts.
Okay, we'll
dive
got
in,
it.
We'll dive into this.
Have I won it or not?
We'll dive into this.
Oh, you talking about that old...
Players Lounge, yeah. Hotels.com, right here on DallasCowboys.com Radio.
Organic pumpkin smoothies are back at Smoothie King with at least 13 grams of protein each and 5 options to choose from. It's easy to find a favorite to help you reach your goals, like the new Keto Champ Pumpkin. Packed with a whopping 23 grams of protein and 9 net carbs, it's a quick and nutritious meal on the go. So order online or through the app for pickup or delivery and power up with pumpkin and protein. Official smoothie of the Dallas Cowboys. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
The Cowboys way, where 16 Hall of Famers and 5 championships shows us what success looks like. Where turkey is always the second best part of Thanksgiving Day. Where we are all defined by one single thing, the star. Where we as fans know it's our job to keep the tradition going. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank of the Dallas Cowboys and to support the quest of living life the Cowboys way.
Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Hi, I'm Clint Tillison with United Ag and Turf. Before you can park yourself in front of the game, park yourself in a John Deere and power through your chores. Our Land Run package is a 1025R, 25-horsepower tractor with a loader, rotary cutter, and a box blade for $229 a month. And the price you see is the price you'll pay. No surprises. So don't miss another kickoff.
Visit UnitedAgAndTurf.com. Offer ends February 1st, 2021. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Now let's get to work.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Does your Cowboys fandom go beyond the game? The NFL Fan of the Year contest presented by Captain Morgan is back, and we're relaunching the search for one extraordinary Cowboys fan who is a positive influence and inspires others through their love of the game. Nominate yourself or others for the chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 56 in Los Angeles. Nominate today at DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year.
Players Lounge brought to you by Hotels.com. Rick Johnson, Danny McCray, Barry Church. It is time to make predictions here on a Football Friday. We already made ours yesterday. We'll remake them again. But Britt said she was holding out because, all right, I don't know why. But, okay, here you go.
I wanted the padded practice was yesterday, so I was trying to see. And look it, we lost really? Another person.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Really?
Would you like to touch on last week first? Or you just want to?
We don't need a rehash.
You want to gloss? You want to gloss over what happened last week?
We must get receipts out
here. Yes.
So everyone picked Tampa Bay to win the game, which happened. Okay. Three of us picked the Buccaneers to cover the spread, which they did not. Danny was the outlier. So Danny is one. Okay, we're all 1-0 on wins. Mm-hmm. Okay, against the spread, Danny is our champion at 1-0. Okay.
I'll take it.
Okay, there you go.
I'll take it.
Week one.
So thank you very much.
This week's
spread is 3.5.
Yeah.
I think we are going to win. I think we're going to win.
So she go straight stealing Danny's stuff.
You smart.
That's okay.
You smart.
You going smart. For the win? Cowboys going to win?
I already said this.
I mean, I don't think by 7. I think maybe by 3, but that doesn't matter if you're the spread.
Three. Make sure you put that down.
That doesn't matter.
Star.
A little asterisk by it?
Yeah. What do you want?
She said they win by 3. I said they win by 7. Just in case it come down to like,
boys win, you know,
a tiebreaker. At least.
Two of their top three defenders out.
What I saw last night.
After we do this, I actually have a defensive question for you guys.
Okay, so make sure we get this straight. Church, you had Dallas losing by 10, right?
Yeah, I had them. Yeah, it's an L. It's a big elbow.
With the offense we have, we talking losing by 10 to
by
the Chargers.
10.
The deep. Wow.
Who cares if they say they not gonna stop us?
We ain't gonna.
Defense gonna play better than you think.
Okay, so make sure
it's real bash them.
Make sure we get this straight because we need the video receipts. It always helps here because Barry does like to forget sometimes.
So you got to know what you're talking about.
Tonight, extra point.
What you talking about?
So Church has the Chargers winning and you have them winning by 10. Mm-hmm. Danny, you've got the Cowboys winning. You got by 7. Britt has the Cowboys winning by 3. I have the Chargers winning, but I have the Cowboys covering.
A bit closer.
Okay. Right. Okay. So that's where we stand right there. And I got the Mighty Braves of Pembroke winning and covering.
Trusty. Okay.
Trusty.
The trusty dusty.
Y'all the pocket, man.
They send me tickets. They say, hey, we got tickets for you for the game. Come sit in the trusty section here. But I can never make it.
You are going to be the only one in the section.
Let me ask you this, man. What matchups are y'all looking forward to seeing? Like, what out of this? Like, what? Who's gonna win this matchup? They one on one matchups this week.
Listen,
because y'all think it's gonna be a dub.
The most interesting matchup is once again our O line versus their D line, especially with all the question marks that we have there. And then if you want to flip it, our D line versus their O line because we got Tank and Randy who probably aren't playing. So all I think the trenches is where the matchup is.
Ding ding ding.
Trenches is where it's at, huh?
So all guys, with the D line, D ends being out, and we have these new guys in there, and we have literally a ton of linebackers. I don't know if this is a crazy question, but would we see any series or plays where we would have Parsons at D end or even Keanu at safety? Like, is that something that could possibly happen? Just not whole game, but you know what I mean? Just
I think we'll see Parsons and Jalen line up on the edge throughout this game and rush. I don't know if we'll see Neal at safety, but I think for sure we'll see some different guys rushing. Some of those linebackers will be rushing off the edge or maybe on the guard or over the center.
Yeah. And at the safety position, it depends on what happens with KZ. Now, if KZ, you know, he's on the injury report, I think his thigh or something like that.
Well, and the other guy too, Wilson.
And Wilson's out. So if something were to happen to where we got Hooker in there and they would have to move Keanu Neal back, I can see something like that happening, only if KZ can't go the full time. But as far as those linebackers on the edge, I do see there's some packages for Parsons to get off the edge just to provide a little pop off of that edge. But you don't want him over there too much because then that takes his playmaking ability away, his sideline and sideline away. So I can see every now and then them getting down there. I see mostly Jalen.
He's getting more than 16 snaps this game.
Jalen?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's getting more than 16.
Do you think Parsons can handle the edge?
Oh, yeah. I think he can. I mean, he showed it in college. He was able to get 8 sacks the 1 year before he took out for COVID. So he's a proven rusher. I wouldn't put him there each and every down because they'll wear on him. Those big boys will wear on him. But to have some pop, I for sure can see him on the edge.
Brian Bulaga is a right tackle for the Chargers. Rashawn Slater, your guy, is a left tackle for the Chargers. Bulaga, though, is dealing with injuries.
Yeah,
he's just not good anymore. Okay?
Yeah, he's up there.
So if you want to put Parsons on Bulaga and see what he can do and run around him, then this is what we are going to see. Dan Quinn earn his money. This is what you do as a coach. You've got warts. How do you cover up the warts and get them out there? These games are won in the trenches.
Are we going to leave our second? Because I agree with you, Newell. We got to blitz. We got to find out some way to generate some pressure. But that's going to put our secondary, it's going to be a little harder for our secondary outside of Diggs.
I'll tell you this. Whoever rushing, you better run smooth through Eckler. I know that. All right?
Eckler kind of packs, man. Listen, I don't
if
know.
If Parsons or Jalen Smith,
okay, yeah, them two, yeah,
if
yeah,
you're
yeah.
rushing on the back, if we putting pressure on the back trying to make him have to pick up the block to save the quarterback, you better get home and make the play.
Watch them knees.
That means we sending 5 at least, right? If the back got to stand for protection, you better make the play. Mm-hmm. This is a matchup that I believe our linebackers can win throughout the entire night, the entire day.
Mm-hmm. What's our faith in special teams this weekend, gentlemen, and Britt?
I mean, I have a little bit more than last week. I liked that Zuerlein just automatically, after the game, took ownership of the situation. But I feel like we are going to be pulling some of those guys into, the regular starting lineups because we're down so many people. So, people are going to be pretty tired in the game. Yeah. I think the first couple quarters will be good, and hopefully we're up ahead enough to where we don't have to rely on our special teams like we had in the past game. But I have a little more faith in them than I did earlier in the week, you know?
Yeah, I think 0-2 is something that we're really trying to avoid, I think. And then when you get into those desperate type of situations, you'll see a fake here, maybe on punt, maybe on field goal. I think you'll see Bones Fossil come out here and pull one of those trusty dusty fakes. Hopefully it's in the right territory, in the right situation of the game, and hopefully it's successful. But I think we'll see something like that coming. I think Zuerlein will be better as well this week. I think the special teams will pull their weight.
The unit that needs to be a lot better this week has got to be that kickoff unit. I mean, last week we saw it against Tampa Bay. They gave up return after return, where I think Tampa Bay's average starting line was like on a 35 or the 40. So I don't know if we need to take some of those, starters off of that kickoff, because those guys were on there. LVE, Jalen Smith, those guys were on there, and we get some hungry special teamers on there. But we got to have a better kickoff unit, because we can't have Justin Herbert lining up at the 40 to start each and every possession. I mean, that's just gonna put our defense in a bad hole.
Listen, if you see it too on those plays, I don't know, they were doing sky kicks. I don't know what type of kicks they were doing, but he was not trying to intentionally kick it through the end zone. So I think they were trying to figure out a way to get him inside the 25 and take 5 yards away from Tom Brady. I think that experiment is over.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's just kicking through the end zone as much as you can, especially being in that stadium. You should be able to kick those things through the end zone for touchbacks.
All right, Britt Johnson, give me a good restaurant
LA?
Near downtown or by El Segundo, Redondo Beach, those areas. Give me a good spot.
Downtown, there is a soul food restaurant, and it is so good. I can't even think of the name of it right now. I can't think of the name of it. There is also this other place, though, right by actually where the stadium is, and it's called Stuff I Eat. It is black owned. It is actually, I don't even want to tell you that it's vegan, but it's vegan. Mm. But the food there is so good. It's very popular. It's probably one of the most popular places to go to in Inglewood, and you can honestly walk there from the stadium. It's really close.
So I got a question for you now, yes. This California girl.
Yes.
Better tacos, Texas? Or California?
I was told I was going to get in trouble if I said California, being in Texas. I'm going to plead the fifth on this one. Mm,
that's cool. Just don't start talking about barbecue. We all right. Tacos. You're a vegan, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm plant-based. I eat dairy sometimes. Dairy,
okay,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, most people aren't going to like the places I like to eat at. But Jezebel's is actually in West Hollywood, but it's hands down my favorite restaurant in L.A.
Jezebel's.
Huh? Jezebel's is so good.
If I go out to Laugh Factory, I might do it, but I don't think I'm going to go to Laugh Factory. I don't like the acts they've got on there this weekend, so I think I'll pass on that. But we will be hitting Roscoe's as always, so I'm looking for that second spot. So you know,
just send us a picture.
I'm gonna give you a better soul food place. Wait till we get off air, and I'm gonna look it up.
Okay,
you gotta try it.
Well, just text it to me. We're all good. I'm not there yet. I'll get there tomorrow. So, all right, the picks are in. We will be back on Monday to dissect Chargers Cowboys. It's simple. Either the Cowboys will be 0-2 or they will be 1-1. Barry Church, Britt Johnson, Danny McCray, I'm Nui Scruggs, Chris Beam, appreciate you back there and all the slugs you gave me about my USCP jersey.
Young Russell.
Turn around. You want to sit back.
Can we see the back of the jersey,
It just
bro?
Says Braves, man.
Can we see it?
It just says Braves.
We want to see your face.
We need to see it.
We got to go. It's 1:16. We got to get ready for mix shots right here on the DallasCowboys.com radio network.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this?